It's been tense, but the good news is Ireland through. Just what you needed after the disappointment of the Europeans.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nip and tuck there between the last few teams. But it would be a shame not to be in for Saturday night. All our horses have jumped fantastic. Keane was unlucky. Bertram has had a foot in the water, which his mare never does. And my horse just had an unlucky back rail into the double. So we still have Dennis to come, but I think we're guaranteed to be in for Saturday night.
How disappointing was it of the Europeans and as a team you've had to regroup after what went on there?
Sure, it's heartbreaking really, because the thing is we actually have a very strong team. It's quite a young team with Keane's horse just a 9-year-old and my horse just a 9-year-old. And moving forward, if we were qualified for the Olympics next year, they'd both be 10-year-olds and they'd be more ready for that kind of a championship. And obviously having horses like Molly Malone and All-Star and likes of Conor Swale and Dara Kenny and riders like that could come into the team, you'd like to think that we could go to the Olympics with a solid chance.
But as far as the Furuseer Nations Cup is concerned, it has been a good campaign, and obviously that memorable win at Dublin sort of round off the season, and it could get better.
Absolutely, Dublin was a dream come true. Really, we've been very solid the whole year, bar just a blip on our first occasion in Lumen. From there on, we've been fairly solid the whole way through. So, you know, things are coming together and hopefully we can do a good job Saturday night.